Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Eric Roth. Just to remind everybody, Capella Minerals is focused mainly in Scandinavia on copper and or on gold and copper assets. Company has one project in Sweden, two projects in Norway, as well as two relatively newly acquired projects in Finland. We're going to be focusing a bit more in Norway at the Sjoli copper project because of the fact that the company did release news February 22nd, an update on drilling at the Sjoli project. You announced that you have received approvals for this maiden drill program. The program is planned for 4,000 meters, 25 holes. Eric, first, take us through the process of getting this permit and when you're going to have some drills on the ground, because I know some people were expecting this project to be drilled a couple months ago.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. So just as you mentioned there, Corey, with the we did have that news on the update on drilling. I'll take a step back and say that the second half of last year, we actually did a lot more work on the project precisely with the view of getting extra levels of confidence in the targets that we were presenting. And part of that was some extra geophysical work. And some of those surveys were actually the first time. This gravity survey, for example, was the first time it had ever been used in Norway. But I guess what I wanted to say was that then took us to late last year. We then applied to the Directorate of Mining in Norway for the drill permits, and those came through quite quickly. You know, so at the federal level, they're very, very supportive. In parallel, what happens in Norway too, Corey, is that you basically apply for, they call them off-road permits, which is basically when you have, you know, land support for the drill rig, you need to apply for permits from the municipalities. We got those with no problem. There's a lot of support at the community level for these projects. So we, you know, that was obviously very helpful, and getting those permits was a good thing. And of course, in parallel, there's a notification period to all the stakeholders in the area. It's a 60-day notification period. And of course, people have the option to comment, and we didn't get any comments back. So basically, we've had a lot of support from the local population and of course, also the federal government through the Directorate of Mining. So the permitting process went fairly smoothly. Now, what basically happened was we've had a lot of snow in Sjoli in the last couple of weeks. So basically what we've had to do, because the snow is so deep, we will require some helicopter assistance to move the rig between sites. So we've just gone back to ask the municipality, are they okay with us using a helicopter? So far, no issues. But basically, the plan is, assuming everybody's okay with us using the helicopter for moving the rig, then we're good to go by the middle of March. So that's basically the current plan. And also, just to make a couple of comments about the press release, the targets that we put forward. What your readers or your listeners will hear is that basically in that press release, we did talk about four targets, three of which were along the, I guess what you'd call the main stratigraphic horizon, where these massive sulfide, where these high-grade deposits. And interestingly, in the work that we've done in the last few months, we've generated a brand new target, which actually sits underneath the old Sjoli mine. So it's a target we've called Sjoli Deeps. And just to clarify deeps, we're talking about 350 meters down. So we're not talking about something, you know, 2 kilometers down. But it's a fantastic new target. It's a big target. We know it daylights. Where it does daylight, it has 1.5% copper in it, and it's got some good size potential to it, and it goes underneath the old Sjoli mine. So for us, that's kind of a priority target. And that really came out thanks to the work that we've done in the last 6 months. So the time frame basically is, once we get the okay for the helicopter use, then by the middle of March, we should have the drill rig turning out there. And of course, as I mentioned, as you can probably tell from my voice, that Sjoli Deeps target to me is a real standout, because it does have a grade where it daylights on surface. And of course, it's got some good size potential. But having said that, all four targets look good. We do have approvals for up to the 4,000 meters and 25 holes, as you mentioned.
Okay, I will post figure one from that news release that shows the general area of these four targets. What's the allocation going to be and the process of drilling these targets when you do get that drill on the ground?
Yeah, so that's a good question. You know, to be honest, with drill programs, I guess we have a plan to begin with. It can change as you go along. I mean, obviously, if we get some sensational results in a hole, we might want to do a deeper hole underneath or look for it a long strike. So basically, we've planned four holes for that Sholey Deeps area. But because it's a large area, on the back of some good results, we may well end up doing more. And of course, the other holes would then be scattered through the what we call that main horizon, if you like, for these high grade copper zinc deposits. And so basically, I guess that, you know, these drill plans, as you know, are always a little fluid. Obviously, for the permitting, we had to put selective sites, but obviously on the back of good results somewhere or good visuals, you know, we'd obviously continue to drill around the good holes. So, and also just one thing to just to mention too is one of the things we did mention in the press release and previous ones too is that what we found with the sampling, there's a lot of cobalt kicking around in these things too. And in the old days when they mined at Sholey and the old Shillingdale mine, the only things they took out were copper originally. Then they took out zinc as well. But of course, they never assayed for things like cobalt and not even gold and silver for that matter. So, you know, so as we go forward, we'll definitely keep our eyes open for all of these other elements, these other metals that certainly add some extra pizzazz to the targets that we're drilling. Of course, the main target for us is high-grade copper. We're looking for 2%+ copper deposits, but all of these other things just make the deposits much sweeter, these massive sulfides.
All right. Well, we'll definitely follow up as the drill starts turning and as you get some results. What's your estimate on how long it's going to take to turn around some of these results with the assay labs that you're going to be using?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Corey, and I guess that's the $64 question. You know, I'm sure we're not the only company to sort of flag, but, you know, labs are pretty bogged down. I mean, despite the fact, you know, they do have some pretty good capacity, there's just a lot of samples going through them. I guess from our side, look, obviously what we will do is we'll cut the core, we'll sample it and send it off to the lab as quickly as we possibly can. But I guess with lab turnaround times, what does happen in Norway is there actually aren't any laboratories in Norway. So whatever you do, you have to send the samples out. Outside, or I should say, there's no, you know, certified labs for sort of for the kind of work we're doing. So we will be looking at either Sweden or sending things offshore further. So basically, there's going to be a component there too of transporting samples and then of course time in the lab. But it's a really hard one to give a question on. But I do hope that sort of you know, within a month or two, we've got some results. But again, we are sort of at the mercy of turnarounds in the lab. One of the good things I will say is that, of course, because the targets here are massive sulfides, they are quite visually distinct. So in the interim, that should help us in terms of, you know, when you've got the drill rig on site, sort of moving the rig from hole to hole. At least we've got some visuals to work with because these massive sulfide deposits visually are quite spectacular. They're quite obvious when you've hit some good looking stuff.
All right, Eric, thank you for the update in Norway. Let's also talk about Finland. As I mentioned, the two relatively new projects to the company's portfolio, you did just release some news on a general work update there. Can you take us through what the plans are right now in Finland?
Yes, Corey. So back in December, we put a general update out on the project. And basically there, we talked about the geology, some of the historical work that had been done, and the known gold and copper occurrences on the project. And of course, what really attracted us to this was, A, it's a belt where there's been lots of activity, lots of new discoveries. And of course, our project itself has a number of known gold and copper occurrences on it. So basically what we've done now, the new news is that we now have started, that we've initiated a drone magnetic survey. And the idea with this is very high resolution geophysical data. What happens in this part of the world, particularly in Finland and northern Sweden, is you typically have a thin till cover sitting on top of the geology and the mineralized sequences. I mean, basically the things you're looking for. So what we do is we use this high-resolution drone magnetics to basically look, peer through that till, if you like, understand the bedrock geology, understand what's going on underneath, and get a better feeling for what the geology of these target areas is. So we've just started that. That basically will kick off. It basically is underway, I should say, and it's essentially, that should be a few weeks' work, and we should be done certainly before the end of March if the weather cooperates with us. Now, the importance of that is that in these till-covered terrains, this is really the bread and butter sort of form of exploration. Typically, you would do some sort of geophysics just to understand the geology because you don't have a lot of geology sticking out on surface because of this till cover. And then the next step, of course, would be actually, you know, trying to peer through the till with some of this geochemical
work, basically these bottom of till type samples. So if you look at the playbook of the big discoveries, the big recent discoveries, that's kind of the path people have taken. They've done this, they get a good understanding of the geology from geophysical data, and then come in and do the geochemistry. And that really is the bread and butter for drill target definition in this zone.
Okay, well, we'll follow up as we get some more of that news out on that project as well. Again, the company holds projects really throughout Scandinavia here, Sweden, Norway, and Finland. Also has a couple JV partners working on projects in Canada. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Eric regarding anything going on with Capella Minerals, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and we will follow up as some more news, especially exploration news, comes out. Eric, thank you for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.